Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Interestingly enough, a friend of our show happened to be the only guy under par when he won the Open Championship. Not the U.S., but you might call it the British Open. We're not allowed to do that anymore. It's the Open Championship. When he won the Open in 2003, the only player under par joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's former Kent Stater, Ben Curtis. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jeff, Nandy, how you guys doing?
We are well. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate you jumping in real quick. We'll make it short and sweet.
Yeah, my pleasure.
The thing that Andy and I were just talking about, Ben, a couple of segments ago, the Open Championship, the U.S. Open this year, was a challenging layout, difficult, and we saw one guy, J.J. Spahn, shoot under par. He was one under to win the tournament. That's what you won the Open by. You one-stroke win, one under par. I love watching guys like you, talented guys, get tested. What do the guys think when they're playing a course like that? And you know, in your case, you were one under par. Nobody else was under par. Is that good for the players on tour? Is that bad? How do they react?
I think it's obviously a mix, but I loved it because I don't know if you heard McIntyre after he won. He just had even par in his mind all week. And, you know, coming down 18, that's what he had the opportunity to do. And you just know on a tough course like that, in a tough venue like that, just every time you make a par, you're probably moving up the leaderboard. So that's always a good feeling. But at the same time, you know, you're one swing or one little rough mishaps away from, you know, just kind of like what happened to that last group there, you know, kind of coming down the, you know, 15 through 18, they just hit in the rough a few times too many. And it got them. So, yeah, I think it's a mix. Obviously, you're used to on tour, you got to shoot anywhere from 10 to 20, 25 under to win. So it's just a totally different mindset. But I think it's good. It, you know, it just tests your patience more than anything.
Bet, what goes through your mind when you're on the back nine and you I do not look at the leaderboard at all? Like yesterday, I would have been a nervous wreck, but that's because I'm a horrible player or I'm a horrible golfer. I don't even – but I'm looking at the leaderboard. I'm seeing seven guys within one stroke with, like, six holes to go in this thing. And, I don't know how you can't concentrate and worry about what else is going on. And then you got the rain on top of that. That's why I thought yesterday was so special.
Yeah, it's really cool and it's unique. I think, you know, these guys, they work really hard. They spend a lot of money and time with, you know, psychologists. So they're working really hard on their nerves and things like that. I mean, obviously the two guys at the end looked the most calm of anybody.
They did, yeah.
You know, JJ, look, he didn't look like he was nervous at all. He was just focused. He was just going through his stuff and doing his thing. And, you know, whereas, you know, the kind of the last group that kind of got a little tense and a little nervous, it must have been. And obviously dealing with the weather and conditions can test your patience as well. So at the end, it just comes down to who can deal with it the most. But those guys do such a good job. And, you know, I'm not trying to knock Adam and Burns, you know, but they, you know, it obviously probably got to them a little bit. It's a long day and a lot of the pressure, and it happens to everybody. So I'm sure they'll deal with it and move on fine.
Former Open champ Ben Curtis joining us. Ben, when it was an absolute deluge there and there's standing water all over the greens and in the fairways, and you're paying attention to this, you've been in that situation. Is that course unplayable? Should they have played? Should they have stopped it? What should they do in that situation?
Yeah, I think it was just on the edge. Obviously, I watch and then they shut, you know, and I tuned it out for a while and I come back on and like five holes later, I didn't realize they went back out, but you know, obviously it was unplayable there for a while. And then, you know, when they went back out, yeah, it was tough. But, you know, they have the obligation if they can put a ball on it and put a club into the ground and hit it, they're going to play. So as long as there's no lightning or anything like that, there didn't seem like there's much on the greens. And that's usually what stops it more than the fairway and stuff, because you can obviously move it, you know, several feet away to get a dry spot or where there's no standing water in the rough or in the fairway and rough. But yeah, it's tough, and it's one of those things they don't deal with it too much because it's usually electricity in the air. But it was really unusual for this time of year to not have that.
What went through your mind when he hit the 64-foot putt to win that? And, you know, and
after hitting a 40-foot putt.
Yeah, and then being able to get a little bit of an advantage because he could go to school on that, too.
Yeah, I think that was huge. And I think they even mentioned that in the telecast. I think knowing that, you know, those greens are slick and fast. And Liam and I actually played there like a month ago, first part of May, and it was really firm out. And so that would have been a totally different putt, I think, if the conditions were different. But you could tell it was going back up the slope at the hole, so he could feel like he could get pretty aggressive with it, which is a good thing. So trying to just cozy it up there, I felt like with the wet conditions and the rain and that, he probably felt like, you know, I can give this a pretty good hit. And what's the worst he's going to do is three putt, and he's going to be in the playoffs. So I think that in his mindset would help a little.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With as well.
Ben Curtis is joining us, 2003 Open champ, and of course, Kent State All-American. Happy to have him with us. You've been at Oakmont, obviously. The guy said this might be the toughest challenge of golf we face. Why? What makes it so tough, Ben?
Well, it's everything. You know, even the short holes like number two, the green is really severe. With the rough as high as it is, the greens are always really fast there. Even when we went over, the greens were rolling like a 14 or 15. So it's always one of those clubs that's been notorious for that. But then, you know, just the slope of the fairways and things like that. So, I mean, it probably would have been over par if they didn't have any rain and the soft conditions. but I mean, it definitely would have been a lot higher, I think. But, you know, they got a little bit lucky with the softness, but, you know, obviously those conditions yesterday were pretty extreme. But it's just one of the, every hole is really difficult. And then with the, you saw the rough, you know, those are the best and some of the strongest players, and they can't even hit 10 yards. I saw, you know, a couple guys were hitting the ball, didn't even come up, you know. So it's like, it's just really difficult in that. So, so you think you hit the fairway, okay, now I can make birdie, now you have to deal with the green. So it just makes it really difficult, and it's, that's why it's one of the best tests in the world, and that's why the U.S. Open wants to go back there. I think they got three more coming up in the next 25 years, so they just know it's a really good test to golf.
Ben Curtis joining us. Ben, you and your wife Candace doing great work with the Ben Curtis Foundation, and you can go to bencurtisfoundation.org to help Ben and Candace out as they try to alleviate food security for kids in schools. That's terrific. What else are you guys busy doing, Ben?
Well, obviously that takes up a lot of our time, especially Candace and that, but I got my golf academy now, so I'll be outside the Country Club of Hudson all summer doing lessons, working with kids and adults. But then, and I actually just last fall opened up a simulator place, a membership kind of base in Stowe, Club 283, which is actually my winning score from the Open.
Nice.
And so we have three simulators. Guys can come in. You get, you know, a certain amount, a lot of time every day. You can bring guests. You can bring your own food and drink. So it's just a fun little atmosphere. We got TV, so you can watch your favorite sports program or Guardians, you know, the Browns or whatever. So yeah, so opened that in November, and it's been, you know, it did really well, and I think this year we'll even do better. It's getting a little slow now, obviously, with the weather. Everybody wants to be outside playing, but it's a great way to keep your game sharp over the winter and keep swinging and, you know, have some fun as well.
That sounds awesome. Ben, thanks for jumping in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah. My pleasure. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Go Ben Flash. Curtis joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And again, the Ben Curtis Foundation, it's at bencurtisfoundation.org. And he and his wife, Candace, do some great work in making sure they get their birdie bags and great nutrition for kids. And they've, man, they've been on this for some time.
They're helping out kids. That, I mean, we're talking about kids that go home for the weekend and don't have any food to eat. You know, and they're going back to school on Monday. It's it is a unbelievable
serious
cause.
Work. Yeah. Yep. And they do a great job with it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.